This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, get ready to drink a toast. The shot of the day is on the way. Another round of Profile This and more of the Random Question. Question 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Let's go to Massachusetts. Hello, Wendy. Welcome to The Men's Room. Hola.
Hola,
Wendy.
And white rice made by my...
Yes, nothing like it.
Delicious white rice. Wendy, are you in Boston?
I am in Boston.
That was a very nice win for you last night, wasn't it?
It was beautiful. We had the Bruins the night before. We made the Patriots and the Red Sox.
Yeah, you guys don't have very many good sports teams, so this must be a nice change.
I don't know. It's just like, come on.
Should I watch baseball? Should I watch hockey? Should I watch basketball? Should I watch football?
What do I want to celebrate tonight?
Yeah, exactly. Who's winning
on my side? I still have picture on
that. Okay. Wendy, let's go.
You still have that. All right.
What did you or someone else do completely naked that most people don't? So it could be you, could be someone else. What have you done naked? Or what have you seen someone else do naked?
Take all their clothes off and run through the golf course.
Was that
after? No, it wasn't me.
Who was it?
It was a fellow golf course from a very private golf club in Boston. Oh, in Hingham.
Apparently, it's not that private.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless private is about your privates.
Yeah, he's got his driver out or his putter, depending. It's kind of hard to tell.
Well, I work there, so.
Okay. Does he work with you?
Oh no, it was. We only have 190 members. It's all from the elite from in town of Boston.
And then, so after he did this, there's 189. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. All right, Wendy. That sounds pretty reasonable. Next time I'm Boston, I want you to put me on that course.
I'll give you the club. Boston Golf Club.
I'll play Boston Golf Club.
Will you ever remember that name?
Yeah, I know. I don't think it'll stick.
What is the name of that golf club in Boston?
The one
you told me about, man. The Boston Golf Club.
Well, thank you, Wendy, for the call. Let's see here. Why did you or someone else, what did you do someone else did completely naked that most people will not? This is the astonishing moment, and Wobbin, you're going to be interested in this story. As a naked man swam laps in an aquarium exhibit as sharks circled beneath him. Footage has been captured of the, quote, pretty intoxicated man as he swam across the tank in Ripley's Aquarium of Canada in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He hovered in the water as schools of fish and gigantic sharks passed by beneath him, thankfully paying little attention to the floating man above. He then began to swim around the exhibit as jazz played in the background, causing fish to flee as he invaded their homes. According to a post made on Reddit, the man stripped naked before jumping into the shark exhibit around 10:30. The post described the man as pretty intoxicated and said he did a couple of laps in the tanks as sharks surrounded him. It said some guy jumped completely nude. He seemed drunk into the shark exhibit and did a couple laps while the sharks were watching him. There was also a bunch of people videotaping it and a pretty big crowd gathered.
For sure.
To watch it all go down. The nudist then reportedly exited the tank, but before security could reach him, he jumped back into the water. Bet they're not going to go back in there, right? But the Reddit post confirmed the man was then escorted out of the aquarium by security guards, and the original poster was unsure whether the police were involved. The incident took place on a Friday night jazz event at the aquarium where apparently a whole lot of alcohol is served. One user said he's lucky those sharks are well fed and have no interest in eating him alive. While another commented, it looks to me like he jumped in at the section where you can lean over and touch the rays and small sharks. It would suck if they had to block that off because of one bad apple.
You know, but deep down, man, if you're at the aquarium and you see somebody voluntarily jump into a shark tank, don't you really want them to be eaten? You know what I mean?
Like, wasn't there?
It's not an ill will thing. It's just this. If you're watching ESPN, okay, and they say the Daytona 500 was today, and they show highlights, I know you're going to show me the winner. I know you're going to show the beginning. Deep down, you want to see the crash. You hope no one was hurt, but you want to see flames. You want to see a crash. If you show a hockey highlight, I know you're going to show goals, but we also want to see them get in a fight. So if I'm standing at the aquarium and some jackass strips naked and jumps into the shark tank, I mean, it's not an ill will thing. It's just that I'm not going to get the satisfaction I'm looking for if there's not carnage.
3 or 4 years ago, there was a guy like the Big Bass, whatever those big pro sporting goods stores,
like
a Cabela's. I can't remember if it was Big Bass Pro Shops or whatever. But somebody jumped into one of their, they have a huge aquarium in some of those with like bass in them, trout, pike, whatever the hell they have. And he was trying to grab this giant ass bass.
And then what?
It didn't work out for him. So security came and he jumped out of the tank and like bolted like out into the parking lot soaking wet. They never caught him.
It's not that they never caught him. It's more like, you know what? Here's a naked guy. He's wet. You going to chase him?
Let's just let him. Random.
Hello, Joshua. Random, welcome to the men's room.
What's going on?
Hola.
Ooh, Josh, is going to be tough. What's that?
Is Ted there?
Ted is not here. No, he has a day off.
Right. Ted is in the Amazon rainforest.
Care. You guys are. Let's get this on with.
All right, let's do it. All right.
How did you or do you give back? When have you done something good?
It's a tough question.
It
really is.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
It is, unfortunately.
I'll give back to my girl quite a bit. Kind of a giving lover, if you know what I mean. I can give some karaoke.
So, in other words, I'm trying to ask you if you ever do anything for charity, or you ever do anything good for the community, or you help the neighbor across the street, and the only thing you can think of is your sexual prowess. Is that what you're trying to explain to me?
Yeah. I mean, I give back to the people close to me.
That's
not necessarily my community.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You do this for me, I'll get back to you. That is precisely the answer that we were looking for.
We'll have you at a booth at one of our festivals, and you can come and take care of all the poor people who need your help.
Come on down, Sheila.
Come on down to Shinetown.
Just lift the skirt. He's good to go. He's giving back.
We'll put a sheen on it. We'll put a sheen on it.
How is that the thought that goes through your head?
I'm a really good narcissist sexual partner. But I don't focus on myself, so I'd like to think of that as, like, charity.
How do you give back? Oral sex.
You know, because
that's what I
someone's going to be as good-looking as me and perform that on them. I mean, come on. Let's think about it for a minute.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
If you pay me, it's a tax write-off.
Raise my ass, how did you, or do you give back? 33-year-old Megan Yun used to run a youth program in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Back in 2011, she was helping a 12-year-old girl named Beverly with her vocabulary homework when she found out the girl had never had a birthday party. So she tried to explain.
How old was this kid?
Kid's 12 years old.
Damn.
She tried to explain what the word accustomed meant by asking her what people are accustomed to eating at birthday parties. But Beverly didn't know the answer was cake because she had never had a birthday cake. Her parents were having major financial issues, and Megan says she cried in her car on the way home just thinking about it. So a few months later, she started a nonprofit called Beverly's Birthdays, and they throw birthday parties for homeless kids. It got going back in February of 2012, and since then, she and 200 volunteers have thrown birthday parties and given presents to over 30,000 kids. Megan said it's never really been about the birthdays. She just said that when you're, quote, you strip away the birthday aspect, it's just about letting children and their parents know that they matter. They also do baby showers for women in shelters. If you'd like to check them out, you can do more. You can donate. Go to beverliesbirthdays.org. One more feel-good story for you here. A couple in Fargo, North Dakota named Mike and Jenny Stevens opened a Little Caesars Pizza back in 2015.
Okay.
A couple years ago, they noticed that homeless people kept looking for leftover pizza in their dumpster outside. So they put up a sign that said anyone who could not afford to eat could come in and get some fresh hot pizza free of charge. The sign in the window says, you're a human being and worth more than a meal from a dumpster. Please come in during operating hours for a couple of slices of hot pizza and a cup of water at no charge, no questions asked. So for the last 2 years, they've kept that promise and given away 142,000 slices of pizza or 70,000 worth of food. Sadly, though, Mike was diagnosed with leukemia and passed away last year.
Oh, geez. He says a feel-good story, man.
But Jenny hasn't stopped giving away pizzas.
You can't end with that.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm keeping going.
God.
She said Mike was extremely passionate because it was a small thing they could do every day that made a big difference to people. Locals sometimes help with the cost by leaving change at the door and the counter. And they do have a GoFundMe page to help them pay for next year. So if you'd like to help out, check out Homeless Shelter Pizza. on GoFundMe.com.
You know, I feel like the statement they made is a T-shirt. We should print the kids across America. You know, like, hey, man, you're special. And remember this, no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone tells you at any point in your life, you, my friend, are worth more than dumpster pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, I think what they're doing is great. It's not that. And I get what their sign is because they're speaking directly. But kind of go, you would just hope deep down, you at least in your worst and darkest of times, am I less important than dumpster pizza? You're really not.
Random.
I don't even know you, but you're not. Random. Hello, Nicole. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, I just want to let you know, you mean more than dumpster pizza. You got me?
Oh, you guys are the best.
Thank you. All right, Nicole, what did you steal or what was stolen from you? That's your question.
So I tried to move to Alabama a few years ago with my sister, and it did not work out. It was horrible.
Did she steal something from you?
She stole our whole entire lives from us.
How did this exactly?
Identities.
Oh.
We left all of our belongings down there thinking that they were safe. Thinking that, you know, she's my sister. They have 100 acres of land. Everything is going to be safe. It's going to be good. I can come back later and pick up my stuff. And we actually went down later. And she had sold my son's brand new dirt bike, our go-kart, our camping tent, pots and pans, just everything that we had left there.
What was her reasoning for doing this, knowing you were coming back?
She was on drugs. She's a heroin junkie. So we thought she was clean and sober, doing great, had a job, you know, was we thought she was doing wonderful. Nobody else had told us any different, so we had no reason to believe that, you know, our stuff wouldn't be okay in their storage. And no, they broke the lock, sold everything we had, and I got a couple of valuable things that were sentimental from my kids growing up back, and that's about it.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that was upbeat.
That really was.
Thank you for that.
I'll continue the upbeatness with the reason why we asked, what did you steal or was stolen from you? 24-year-old guy named Robert Sharkley in Wales. 3 years ago, he noticed his 68-year-old neighbor's mail was piling up, so he busted down her door and found that she died inside the apartment. But instead of calling the cops, he just decided to start using her debit card.
Aww.
And for the next 2 years, he used it the exact same way every single day. To order a medium pizza with anchovies on top from Domino's Pizza.
You've got to be kidding.
He also used her card to pay for a cell phone and pay some bills and to keep her power on so no one would realize she's dead. But the majority of the money went to pizza. He wound up stealing about $15,000 from her, $8,000 of which went to Domino's anchovy pizza. Anyway, he was finally busted this year and was convicted of 11 counts of fraud. He's going to be sentenced next month and should be getting a substantial amount of jail time.
I'm not encouraging anyone to steal, but if you do have $8,000, can you not spend it on anchovy pieces?
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut of the category is going to be deer and the drive through. The words on the way, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. All that and more coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, and we've got a bunch of emails here from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Home Patrolers, today is the best day ever. It is the day that my twin boys, Riley and Reagan, were born 8 very, very long years ago. Thrill, you know what I'm talking about. Similar age to your kids.
Yep.
Though at all, I couldn't ask for better kids than these boys. So happy birthday from Ken and Tasha from, that'd be the dad and the mom. Let's give them some monkeys. And maybe the birthday song. And Miles and guys, maybe you can tell them what their mom is going to buy them because she's listening with them and she'll get a kick out of it. I'm lying for my own entertainment. You guys rock. We love the show. Yeah. Guys, Riley, your mom's going to get you whatever you want. You're going to go out to dinner. If you like McDonald's, that's great. If you have a Chuck E. Cheese in the area, I think that's another good call. Whatever your favorite food is and your favorite place, that's where you should go on your birthday.
I think it's real simple. They're going to buy you the biggest and best Lego set that you want, whatever the characters are. And look, man, don't be shy. I know Marvel's doing their thing. DC, we can't forget about.
Go
Ninjago.
For the expensive ones.
You want to go for the one with the most pieces. Because, look, mom will buy it for you. And remember,
then Dad will help you put it together.
Ola Macholos is my brother's 21st trip around the sun. Can you wish him a happy birthday with an uh-oh lookout? And a your penis is too small. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Uh-oh, lookout.
His name is Brian, and today is my best friend Paul's 25th trip around the sun. He and I both listen to you guys on 98.5 The Fox in San Jose, and I'd like you to give him a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about getting friend-zoned.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, it's just a little different in Germany, because your friend zone is located between your butt cheeks.
Ja, wir sind Freunde, du kannst ruhig reinkommen.
Yeah.
Bitches want to get a birthday shout out to my awesome sister-in-law, Joan. How about some dirty Germans talking about her being a plumber and a suck-it-up cupcake? Much appreciated. Keep on rocking. That from Dean.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, after I wrote a route to you, I will have you clean my pipes, but there's only one.
Ja, ja, nicht in deine Toiletten reinfallen.
Guys, my boyfriend of 8 years, Andrew, pronounced Babe, is 26. I'd like to wish him a happy birthday. I know he would love to hear a barbershop fish sandwich and some dirty Germans talking about the band Rush. Thanks, guys. We listen to you every day. That from Alexandra.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Yeah, if you like Rush, then you know I want to go face down on your red barchetta and use my tongue to spell YYZ.
Ja, du kannst mein...
That was deep.
Yeah.
I thought you would go with, like, Rush signals or...
Du no. kannst mein Tom Sawyer anfassen.
Yeah. Huh. Modern Day Warrior between my legs.
Gentlemen, my name is Katie.
Hi,
and
Katie.
Today is my 26th birthday. I would like to ask for turtle wax and the dirty Germans talking about soil testing. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, if you want to test the soil, you can test the soil in the bottom of my underwear. You'll find that it is moist and rich.
Yeah, this is so dreckig.
Yeah, dreckig.
Did you give her a phone dong in the middle of that turtle wax? I thought that's what that was. I bet this is my 33rd birthday, and today frankly sucks. Could you guys make it better by talking all over yourselves about how great kids are? That would be awesome. Thanks. That from the lovely Julia. Well, Julia,
oh, yeah.
I've got
two about kids, man. It's inevitable. They're going to drive you goddamn crazy.
You're going to have sex with
somebody in the morning and at night.
I'm afraid it's
going to be one thing in the world. Although they're going to kill one of them and draw on the goddamn sofa again.
Probably related. Hello, Michelle. This is my buddy Mark Johnson's 34th birthday and Chris Bennett's 27th. Give him your penis is too small and a cut that bitch off next color. Also, the dirty Germans for Mark, as he is a custom worker who runs the molder. And Chris cuts down trees and is a city worker. Make it extra dirty. Don't hold back. Thanks. You guys are awesome. That from Tony.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, you work with trees. I have some wood to offer you. It's like a bonsai, only 10 inches tall.
Ja, ich würde gerne deine Baumnadeln anfassen.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Guys, name is Sarah, and I'd like to give my husband Nick a birthday shout-out. We're going through fertility treatments, and to show him that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, I think he needs a little kid fish sandwich. That would be in order. That from Sarah.
Fish sandwich!
And one more. Old Dinosaurs would like to send a birthday shout-out to Lori, 69 today.
Yeah.
Please give her a thrill yelling some gits and some gunshots. Love the show, guys. That from Ray.
Git! Git! Git!
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday, 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 happy birthday
letters in front based on the role they have at the time. RMS is the Royal Maine Steamer, a ship that carried mail. HMS is His, Her Majesty's Ship, a British warship. HMHS is His Majesty's Hospital Ship, USS, United States Ship, SS Steamship. Now, with that knowledge, I'd like to give you a story. Everyone knows about the Titanic, but what most people don't know, it was one of three identical ships. The others, the Olympic and Britannic. The Olympic was launched in 1911, a year before the Titanic, and the Britannic was launched in 1915. Both ships were drafted into World War I by the British Navy to serve as troop transports and hospital ships. The Britannic, while serving as a hospital ship, struck a mine near Greece and sank. Nearly everyone lived as they learned their lesson from the Titanic and put enough lifeboats finally on the ship. The Olympic became a troop transport ship and was fired upon by a U-boat. The torpedo missed, however, and the captain turned his unarmed ocean liner on the U-boat and rammed it. Keep in mind that this ship is the size of the Titanic. It nearly cut the U-boat in half, and then they rescued the crew on the U-boat. The ship remained in passenger service after the war until 1935.
Huh.
And is the only unarmed ship to sink a submarine.
That seems fair, yeah.
That is pretty crazy. And one more here. What do we got? Guys, you asked why the cops showed up. I thought I'd share my tale of teenage stupid years. 10 years ago, I was trying to get with a girl, and being she lived with her parents, her father smelled something coming from her room, checked on her, sees me, and I, being a teenager at the time, proceeded to jump out her bedroom window and over the fence and run. She happened to live near a trail, and that's where I made my escape, only to be intercepted by police at the trailhead. Whoops, I thought. Her dad called the cops, and I'm about to pee my pants. Turns out they were looking for a person of my appearance, not because of her dad, but the neighbor whose yard was next door, and I jumped into. He called the cops because he heard commotion out in his yard and stated that he saw someone breaking into his car. And then he identified me in the dark from 50 feet away. I was given a court date and let go. My court-appointed attorney told me to plead guilty, which I did not. They ended up dropping it down to some community service and a shoplifting class. Hope you guys have a beautiful day, and hope it made you laugh. Thanks, guys. That from court. All right, is it time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine? It's an easy game to play. We give you two categories, and then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Steve, do we have a contestant ready for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Alex, welcome to the show. It is your game, your guess. Your guess is as good as mine, and categories on the game today are going to be deer and the drive-thru. I'll give you a little information here about the categories. So the story goes, if you're an animal lover, you may think deer are, in fact, magnificent, majestic creatures. If you're a hunter, you find them attractive for a different reason, but for drivers, deer can be a nuisance and a hazard. So a major, major insurance company, they did a little damage, and they broke down the list of states where crashes with deer, elk, moose, or caribou are most likely, counting down to the state where motorists face the highest risk. So if you live in one of these 10 states, you need to slow down at this time of year and stay alert, because these are the 10 states where drivers hit the most deer. Now the other category. As far as drive-thrus are concerned, believe it or not, the idea of the drive-thru is to get you in and out of there as quickly as possible, although sometimes you would not believe that's the case. But there are some major fast food chains that do a much better job about getting you their food and their beverages faster than others. So what we have is the top 10 fastest drive-thru establishments in the country and the states where you're more than likely to get hit or your car get hit with a deer. So where do we want to go with your guesses as good as mine as far as the category is concerned?
Well, sir, I am kind of a fast food connoisseur, so I'll go with drive-thru.
We're going to go with drive-thru on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. According to a new study, certain fast food establishments are faster than others when it comes to getting through the what they call the fast drive-thru. And there are two ways of interpreting it. One, it's great for the places that are doing well, and it shows they're fast and efficient and hardworking. Or two, it's terrible for them because it shows they're so unpopular, maybe, that the drive-thru lines are not very long. Either way, here are the rankings for the 10 most major fast food chains that were included in the study. The way we play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine is you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
You still there, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
We need your first guess in the category of fast drive-thrus.
Well, there's one place I always know as great quality service. I'll go with Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Number 9.
Chick-fil-A has the 9th fastest drive-thru service. Chick-fil-A is hurt by the fact that they are ultimately busy, Alex. And with that, their lines are sometimes a little bit slower. But they do say that Chick-fil-A has one of the faster processes because at times Chick-fil-A will put an employee out there to take your order before you even get up to the window. So Chick-fil-A comes in at number 9 in the 10 fastest drive-thru chains. What is your next guess?
I'll go with McDonald's, even though they get my order wrong quite often.
McDonald's is number 10.
Ooh, number 10.
Out of the fast food world, McDonald's comes in at number 10 as far as how fast you can get through the drive-thru. Okay, so you've got 9 and 10 correct so far.
Okay, let's go with Wendy's.
Number 4.
Wendy's comes in at number 4, even though their burgers are made fresh, which is impressive. That they still
that is kind of impressive.
And, that was one of those where I was like, huh. Because they're made to order hamburgers for the most part.
That Wendy's working her ass off.
There you go. So far you've gotten 3 of the 10, Alex. No strikes. These are the 10 fastest drive-thrus in the country. Wendy's at number 4, Chick-fil-A at number 9, and McDonald's at number 10 so far.
Okay, I'll go with my personal favorite, Taco Bell.
Number 5.
That's right. When you head to the border or go in for your fourth or fifth meal, Taco Bell is there, and they are the fifth fastest fast food restaurant chain.
How often are you going to Taco Bell, my man?
What?
How often do you go to Taco Bell?
Well, let's just say I can pull up and they'll start making my order.
Damn, okay.
All right.
That's it.
4 of the 10, Alex.
I'm a tubby man.
You have 6 possible answers remaining on what is your go-to at Taco Bell? What's your order?
Recently, I like their triple-double crunch wrap. Get a whole lot of beef and nacho cheese in the tortilla.
How many do you get?
I just get one. I'm fat, not expensive.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm fat and cheap, ladies.
All right, Alex, so far, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's. You have no strikes. There are 6 possible remaining answers on the 10 fast food windows that do it the best.
All right, I'm starting to run out of options here. How about you guys?
You're starting to run out of options?
I mean, look.
In fast food?
At some point, just play the odds, right? So
yeah.
Burger King, I mean, and look, I don't know if they're top 10, but the place that Krispy Kreme, a lot of people are suggesting. You said also coffee places. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The Starbucks have drive
coffee, yes, they sure do in some locations. Not all locations.
I'm unfamiliar with this.
How about Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box, not on the list.
Oh, no. Well, this one will pay me to say it. Let's go In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, not on the list. Made to order takes a long time.
I'm just guessing, man. I got to think a place like Arby's would be pretty quick.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's go Arby's then.
Arby's at number 6.
There you go. They're the 6 fastest drive-thru in the fast food world. So, you've got number 4 Wendy's, number 5 Taco Bell, number 6 Arby's, number 9 Chick-fil-A, and number 10 McDonald's correct so far. These are the drive-thrus that get you through the fastest in the fast food world. There are 5 possible remaining answers. You have 1 strike remaining.
I'm not just trying to think of many. I'm not using this as a guess yet. I'd say, like, Carl's Jr., I'm thinking maybe, or Hardee's.
Probably the same thing.
Which one do you want? You want to take Carl's Jr. or Hardee's?
I think Hardee's a little more popular, so let's go Hardee's.
Hardee's at number 8.
That's exactly right. They are the 8th fastest drive-thru in the country, according to a new survey, which timed how long drive-thrus take at all the major fast food places. So, right now, Alex, you're sitting at 6 out of the 10. You've got 2 strikes against you. 1 strike remains. So far, your correct answers include Hardee's, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell, and Arby's. There are 4 remaining places. I'll give you a hint. One of them is, in fact, a coffee location.
Let's go Starbucks then.
No way. Slow. A coffee place.
What do the comments say?
Someone agrees with me with Arby's.
Arby's, he got right at number 6.
He did guess Arby's.
So he got Wendy's, Taco Bell, Arby's, Hardee's, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's.
I'm just playing the odds, man. I got to think Burger King's on there.
Burger King is number 1.
Are
Burger
they number
King
1?
Does it faster than anybody else. They are the number 1 fast food drive-thru.
KFC?
KFC is number 3.
That makes sense, right?
It amazed me because, you know, just thinking how long fried chicken takes to make, the fact that you can get so many different options. You get mashed potatoes, you get macaroni and cheese.
But here's the
thing.
You get
a biscuit.
About KFC.
JoJo potatoes.
They know what their menu is. Most of the chicken's cooked in advance. You place your order, man. They grab the sides, you put it in the bag, and off you go.
Okay.
Like, that one makes sense. Burger King actually surprises me.
Number 2 on this list, I can confirm. I went to this place every single day for about a decade, and without question, this was the fastest drive-through line I've been in, and nothing can repeat it.
Is this standard fast food like burgers and all that?
Nope.
Popeyes.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Their drive-thru.
Just dunking now.
As fast as can be. Are they just dunking it?
Remember, just dunking.
Any guesses on what we're missing? We're only missing one more. It has been said before.
What are you saying there, Robert?
Yeah, what is the sign language on that?
Is it Burger King?
Burger King's number one. Dunkin' Donuts is number two. KFC is number three. Wendy's at number four. Taco Bell at number five. Arby's at number six. Hardee's at eight. Chick-fil-A at nine. McDonald's at 10. This establishment has been brought up during this game.
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Okay.
That's it. Hardee's comes in at number eight. Carl's Jr. comes in at number seven.
They're the same exact place.
They just changed the name when you cross from region or however they
By the way, Robin, I just want to let you know, you're terrible at charades. You are.
Oh, is this a crown? Is this a crown?
She sent me all these different. I'm like.
What was this mean? Oh, I mean.
Oh my God.
Oh, I didn't see that because of the screen.
Yeah, didn't matter if you did.
We're not playing that game.
Hell no.
Yeah, not playing that. All right, there you go on your guess. Is as good as mine.
Still to come, we're going to drink and tell us with a shot of the day. The word has words that you're saying all wrong. Coming up next, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This coming up as well. But first, time for the word. And there's a bunch of words and phrases you might be mispronouncing. And if someone corrects you, you look like an idiot. But here are five that can really make you sound dumb.
Uh-oh.
All right. Number one, we start with scapegoat. Some people say, I know, a scapegoat.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times. Most people, I'm happy to say, I've heard scapegoat.
Mm-hmm. But a scapegoat is someone who takes the blame, and saying a scapegoat, sounds like you're talking about pretty well a loose farm animal.
Well, sure.
So that's not it. Biding your time. You've heard of that one before, right?
Yes.
Some people say biting your time. Which is wrong. The word bide means to wait for. Play it by ear. It's a musical term. If you play it by ear, you're doing it without reading sheet music. Apparently, some people think it's... I'm not making this up either. Play it by ear.
Play it by ear?
Mm-hmm.
Man, doesn't even make sense.
It does not make sense. How about pass muster?
All right.
Pass muster means you're meeting a certain standard. Some people think it's pass mustard, which is something you might do at the table or something your digestive system might do after you eat a hot dog.
But that's fair because there's the other saying, it doesn't cut the mustard or something. So I can see that maybe you feel that mustard is this important status we must reach.
These are five common phrases you might be saying wrong. We've got a few more. Moot point, spelled M-O-O-T. It usually means something's irrelevant or hypothetical. Some people say mute point, which is wrong. There was also an episode of Friends where Joey thought the saying was, it's a moo point. Now, here are some that might surprise you. How about, you've got another thing coming?
All right, that's what I know it to be.
You've got another thing coming. Actually, it's... you've got another think coming. That's right. The popular expression actually uses the word think and not thing.
Really?
That's according to the Oxford English Dictionary, which tracked down some early uses of the term in the 19th century. Chicago thinks it wants a new charter. Chicago has another think coming. One example. Think eventually changed to thing, as in Judas Priest.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what
you've
the
got
song
another
is cool.
thing coming. When they brought it
you
in.
Got another think coming.
Okay, how about I get a, we got a home in on this thing, right?
All right.
It's home in, not hone in. Home in. The idea to home in is
like
from,
a pigeon.
A pigeon's going to home in, not hone. Hone means you're trying to get better at a skill.
Sharpen your skill, right?
To home in means you're trying to get back home, to try to find out where you are and where you need to be.
All right.
I need to home in on our location, get your bearings straight, orientate.
And hone up on your directions.
Between you and me, that is correct. Between you and I may sound correct, but it is called a hyper-correct. Basically, it's supposed to be between you and me, no questions asked. Hanged is not correct.
It's not.
It's hung. The only term that hanged can be used, the only time, is when you actually physically hang someone.
So that is,
the gentleman was
hanged. He was hanged, okay.
Right, but that's it. There you go, on the world. All right, now, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast artist Anish Kapoor from somewhere in Britain. But look, in 1992, they created something called Descent into Limbo. Now, it's an optical illusion that looks like a black circle painted on the floor, and it's designed to appear like a bottomless pit. According to people that have seen it, staring into it, and this is their quote, is a dizzying experience, all right? So it's at some museum. It's just a black circle on the floor. It's called Descent into Limbo. Well, an Italian tourist was not dissuaded. He decided he wanted to go stare into the thing. So he crossed a little velvet barrier, started staring into it, and then he stepped onto the painted black circle. And in that moment, he discovered it is not a painted black circle. It is, in fact, an actual goddamn hole in the middle of the museum. Dude plummeted 8 feet and sustained minor injuries, all right? So they have warning signs up. It's roped off, like, don't mess with it. But as far as anyone knew, it's just a painted black circle. They never said it was, but that was the assumption based on the fact that it's an optical illusion. I believe the illusion was supposed to be that when you looked at it from the side, where you would be when you're roped off, it would look deeper than it is. But they never said it was a hole. This guy had been hearing about it, decided to step onto it to be funny, and he plummeted and dropped 8 feet. Yes. So we pour this booze, and we drink booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.